trains, planes, and automobiles. America is often said to be an automobile society. Americans drive for both work and pleasure. A whopping 76% of Americans in 2021 commuted to work by car, down almost 10 points from 2019, before the coronavirus pandemic. On the other hand, the practice of a Sunday drive, going out for a leisurely drive on the weekend with no particular destination in mind, used to be so popular that there is a Wikipedia entry about it. Another popular diversion is the road trip, taken across multiple states or the whole country, either with family or friends. These can take a lot of planning, but many people just like to wing it and figure out the details on the way. Traveling by car offers the freedom to change one's destination and schedule on a whim. That said, cars are far from the only way people move around the country. Trains have been important for modernization in many countries around the world. Within 50 years of their introduction to the U.S. in the early 1800s, they replaced rivers and canals, artificial rivers, as the main method of transporting goods between cities. Trains continue transporting everything from consumer goods to oil today. Of course, trains also carry people. While Americans today often think of lumbering freight cars or the cheap and Spartan quasi-publicly owned Amtrak, historically trains had a very different image. The Oriental Express is famous for its luxurious amenities. In 1867, George M. Pullman attempted to replicate the experience stateside. He did so by designing his famous Pullman cars, which were like five-star hotels on wheels, including electric lights and sleeping accommodations. Although his company had to discontinue the Pullman car in 1969 due to the rise of the automobile, the mark it left on American history and travel culture cannot be ignored. When people think about long-distance travel today, they are more likely to picture an airplane than a train. Airplanes can be expensive, and flying economy class is usually not very comfortable, especially for people with long legs. Still, considering time, money, and luggage, it is often the most realistic way to travel long distances. This is important because the United States is a huge country, and one's destination, be it a business meeting, family gathering, or vacation destination, could very well be more than 10 or 20 hours away by car. The airline industry has changed dramatically over the past few decades due to security concerns. While getting on an airplane used to be almost as easy as walking through a metal detector, security measures grew after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. For example, airports started using sophisticated machines to check luggage and deploying millimeter wave advanced imaging technology to check inside of passengers' clothing. Soon after 9/11, the infamous shoe bomber tried to blow up an airplane with explosives hidden in his shoes. As a result, airline passengers must now remove their shoes for scanning before passing through security. The Federal Air Marshal Service also began sending armed security guards on flights. These developments have alarmed privacy and civil rights advocates and annoyed countless passengers, causing some to ask if it is all worth it. A damaging report in 2015 found that airport security missed 95% of the weapons and explosives carried by undercover inspectors, suggesting that all of the inconveniences are mere security theater. Systems to make people feel safer, regardless of their actual effectiveness. On the other hand, defenders point to statistics like the 3,200 guns seized by airport security in 2020 to prove that it is working. Of course, Americans use many other modes of transportation as well. When the weather is fair, many people will opt to walk or ride a bicycle. This saves money and is a good source of exercise. For those who live too far from work or school but do not drive, public transportation is essential. People commute every day on buses, subways, and light rail. Buses are present in every city and offer cheap and flexible transportation. The Chicago L, from the L in elevated, is a train system that travels in a loop around the main city. Instead of being underground like the New York subway system, the L is raised above the city streets. Some cities, like Seattle, Washington, have state-of-the-art light rail systems that are cheap, fast, and reliable.